Hello, I just thought I'd do a quick soundbite to address the questions you're having. I think there are several issues at play. One is you're wanting to compare your professional intervention to what you would do with your friends and family, and that's not appropriate. As a social worker, we do not treat family members and friends and people that we know. That's unethical and not okay. So I think once you start thinking of clients and providing an intervention there, then maybe that would change your thinking. You're too close to your friend's situations, which is, again, why it's not appropriate for you to intervene. If I had a friend that was involved in an IPV situation, I would direct them to the proper resources, and then I'd focus on being a supportive friend. Of course, I'd use my tools that I would use with any client, being non-judgmental, respecting their right to termination, and valuing their dignity and worth. I would do that as a friend, but I would certainly leave the interventions up to the professionals. Okay. So with that said, the other thing that I see is just a great deal of victim blaming still. I know that this is new and that you are going to learn more as the course goes on, and hopefully some of that will change. But there's a great deal of victim blaming. You know, I noticed you said something like, what if they refuse to see that it's abuse, or that they're in an abusive relationship, and you compared it to AA. It's just not the same with substance abuse and addiction. Even though we could argue why the person is doing what they're doing, they're still making a choice. They're an adult. No one's injecting drugs into their veins. No one's forcing liquor down their throat, etc. There's definitely some autonomy there, and these people are making choices to engage in substance use. So IPV is very different because this person hasn't done anything wrong. And I think that that's the concept you're missing. The person hasn't done anything wrong. And so if we're making that person out to be the one that's responsible for all of the changes, and responsible for acknowledging that they are being abused, and responsible for changing their situation, then we've missed the mark. The responsibility lies with the perpetrator, not with the survivor. So those are the concepts I think that you're missing. So I would encourage you to go ahead and review the lecture. I talk about these things in my lecture, and I would also encourage you to review the readings as well as the other supplemental materials that I've posted for you guys. And I think that will help you to grasp a better understanding of the dynamics of intimate partner violence. You don't have to agree with them right now, and hopefully you will by the end of the course. But I definitely would encourage you to read about the dynamics. You will see the same things that I mentioned in my lecture reiterated over and over again in the literature and in the other things that I attached. And if you start thinking that way, I think you will be able to answer the questions that you've posed. But definitely lots of victim blaming going on in your post. And once we get away from that, I think you'll be able to see the situation a lot more objectively. Thank you.